DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. The Turkish Premier has met with protesters in an attempt to end demonstrations across the country. The talks came soon after Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan gave his last warning for protesters to end a sit-in in Gezi Park in Istanbul.
I say, mothers and fathers, please take control of your children and get them to withdraw. We can wait no longer. Gezi Park does not belong to occupying forces, but to the people of Istanbul and the nation.
Hundreds of demonstrators camped out again overnight in the park. The United States has said it has conclusive evidence that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime has used chemical weapons against rebel forces. The Obama administration has said it is now considering intervention options. No precise details were given, but officials said that President Obama is planning to consult with US lawmakers and with international leaders at the G8 summit in Northern Ireland next week. Germany is creating a fund of up to 8 billion euros to pay for the damage caused by recent flooding. The Elbe, the Danube and other rivers have overflowed their banks following heavy rain, causing damage in southern and northeastern Germany. The water is now slowly receding in most areas. After meeting with the state leaders in Berlin on Thursday, Chancellor Angela Merkel made this comment on the fund for long-term rebuilding of damaged areas.
On top of emergency aid, we've decided to set up a national fund worth 8 billion euros, the financing of which will be split equally between the federal and state governments.
The Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia and Hungary also have been hit by recent floods. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. German Defence Minister Thomas de Maizière has survived a vote of no confidence in the Bundestag over his handling of the Eurohawk drone project. The opposition left party's motion argued de Maizière was personally responsible for the 500 million euros spent on the project before it was cancelled in May. The motion was defeated by 307 votes against and only 233 in favour. During the debate, de Maizière said that the government was going ahead with separate plans to purchase armed drones for combat purposes. 40 million voters in Iran are being encouraged to cast their ballots in today's presidential elections. Conservatives have five candidates, including Iran's current nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili. Reformists have rallied around the moderate cleric, Hassan Rouhani. Deutsche Welle's correspondent in Iran explained the background to the vote.
They're all hand-picked candidates who are all very much part of the Islamic Republic establishment. They're well connected within the apparatus of the clerics. And none of the candidates really has a strong power base in parliament. That's the way the Ayatollah wants it. He wants a president he can keep on a tight leash.
In Zimbabwe, President Robert Mugabe has issued a presidential decree calling general elections for the end of July. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai opposed the move and accused the president of violating the current power-sharing agreement. He accused Mugabe of acting unilaterally and deliberately precipitating a constitutional crisis. Mugabe has ruled Zimbabwe since 1980. Lawmakers in the Central American state of Nicaragua have approved a $40 billion canal project to link the Caribbean to the Pacific Ocean. A Hong Kong-based company has been granted a 50-year concession to build the canal. Nicaragua has for centuries dreamed of building a waterway to rival the one which already exists further south across Panama. German international André Schürrle has completed his transfer to London club Chelsea. The international winger cost the club a reported 23 million euros. He will be replaced at Bayer Leverkusen by 20-year-old Korean Hung Min Song. The world's largest modern art show opened its doors in Basel on Thursday. More than 300 galleries from five continents are present for the 44th edition of Switzerland's Art Fair, which continues until Sunday. Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.